It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right.
A little nippy out there. Frost has been on the pumpkin, as they say. Yeah. But it's supposed to be warming up now by the weekend, maybe up to 30.
Well, we're supposed to have a high of 20 today.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it's better than a high of minus 9 that we had on Friday.
Well, I got a friend who works in Alaska, and he posted something the other day that their actual air temperature was 45 below.
Mm-hmm.
So after saying that, then I didn't feel quite as bad. But
No.
But it's still been chilly out there.
You know, when I was in service, people that were stationed in or that are from Alaska or were stationed in Alaska said only Minnesota can only talk cold with us.
That's right.
only people from Minnesota can talk about cold with
us
cold. Alaskans.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are getting introduced to it down south right now, so it's been kind of nasty down there. Ice storms and everything else. So.
And I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know about that ice. That's kind of nasty stuff. So hopefully we don't see any of that around here.
Yeah. Well, when 25 years ago, I was in AIT with a bunch of guys from Texas, and Fort Bragg got 4 inches of snow. They were taking pictures of the snow. And, man, they were excited. I never seen this much snow in my life.
Making snowmen, snow angels, I suppose.
Yeah, we had a snowball fight during lunch. We had fun in the snow. And, you know, there were a bunch of us from Minnesota and Wisconsin. You know, we're like, this is nothing. We can still find our golf ball in this.
We call this spring.
Yeah, and the base shut down for 3 days. I'm like, really? 4 inches of snow? Really?
Oh, well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, shall we salute a veteran?
Of course. Back to it. Today we're saluting Private First Class Joseph Kent Bolstead, Jr. Joe was born on November 21st, 1929, in Dawson, passed away on August 4th, 2020. Again, he was a Dawson area veteran. He entered active duty on March 17th, 1954, in Sioux Falls in the United States Army. Honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on January 11th, 1956, at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a wheeled vehicle mechanic with Bravo Battery of the 29th Field Artillery Battalion. Spent 1 year, 1 month, and 18 days overseas in Germany. So he earned the National Defense Service Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany, and a mechanics badge. So we thank you, Joe, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about some things going on in regard to Gulf War veterans today.
Yeah, Gulf War illness is now officially recognized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention more than 30 years after symptoms began. The VFW put out a press release that was written by Danny Cook, who's a senior writer for VFW Magazine, announcing the CDC decision to give Gulf War illness its own diagnostic code to enable faster research and potentially better treatment in the future. So this happened on October 1st. CDC approved an official diagnostic code for Gulf War illness, more than 30 years after the symptoms of the condition began to be reported. The illness, which is described as an amalgamation, I always like that word, amalgamation. Yep. Of several chronic symptoms, including fatigue, respiratory issues, joint pain, gastrointestinal pains, has been historically dismissed by doctors and physicians as psychological. Article posted by Boston University School of Public Health, Gulf War veterans said the implementation of the code has been a big step forward for medicine, research, and the health of our military community. With an established diagnostic code, patients with Gulf War illness can be easily found through medical search records as opposed to being found through less efficient methods such as social media. Code also will allow for faster, more intensive research into the condition, better monitoring of symptoms, and better tracking of effective treatments. It's believed that the condition affected as many as one-third of the 700,000 troops who were deployed in the Persian Gulf War between 90 and 91. The demolition of a chemical weapons depot in 1991 at the Qamishli region of southern Iraq is believed to have been the cause of Gulf War illness for more than 100,000 troops. According to an article written by Linda Hersey for Stars and Stripes, inquiries into the demolition were revived when a group of veterans began to push for the declassification of tens of thousands of documents that could be detrimental to the research of Gulf War illness and chemical exposure during that war. Included among the unreleased documents are interview transcripts with troops who also were present during the demolitions, which all this info could help with help doctors establish a timeline for Gulf War illness, which could help with the identification of several treatments. Efforts from veterans advocacy organizations have been persistent. The declassification and subsequent releases of Gulf War illness-related documents have been slow and inconsistent, but despite this, Gulf War veterans continue to push for answers so that there's a stronger understanding and of the largely misdiagnosed illness. So you can go, this will be in the, you can go on vfw.org and you can read this article in its entirety. I did cut out a couple of quotes from people for brevity purposes to put it in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Also, for VFW members, it'll be in the January-February issue of VFW Magazine this year. You can contact our office for more information on Gulf War illness, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And I know you have the number because I laid it out.
You laid it out, and you read, and you set the studio back to the way it
back
should
to the way
be.
It was, yes. So
a lot more room.
That's right.
So that is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
It's
the frozen vegetables right now.
Well, it's supposed to be 10 degrees cooler for the next couple of days.
That's true.
I'm kind of looking forward to this high of 20 degrees.
Yeah, you and me both. It'll be like summer.
Yeah, hence I'm wearing short sleeves today.
That's right. Put a hat on, too.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Josh. We will see you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on another edition of Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.